Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is not on the line, is he? Okay. So as we await my guest, Sam, I want to go to what has been an ongoing issue and what is really gets under my skin, and it's been that way for a long time, and that's again the attack on Milwaukee Public Schools. And on the state level, by people who really don't seem to care. They claim to care. They really do. They claim to say that it is important that we focus on, you know, these children and do what's in the best interest of the children in Milwaukee Public Schools. It's hard for me to believe that people who aren't concerned about the families of those children could somehow be concerned about the individual children. And you may ask, well, what am I saying? What am I talking about? And I will tell you again, if for those who don't live in the city of Milwaukee, who hear things about our city and about Milwaukee Public Schools and the families that comprise, especially people of color in the city of Milwaukee, it is heart-rending, to say the least, what families are faced with in the city of Milwaukee. And the fact that these children and families are struggling on a daily basis to survive is unacceptable. And, you know, I talked about this a while back, that over 2,000 or more families are now facing eviction in our city. Can you imagine? You know, right now, evictions are taking place on a daily basis in this city, and there's going to be well over 2,000 or more when this thing is done. Let's not sugarcoat any of this. Eviction means your things are put out on a street corner. And your family, your children, grandmother, whoever it is physically removed from that property and put on a street corner. Man, how brutal a reality. And I know you can say, well, people didn't pay. I get that. I'm not one who is saying that, you know, that people who own properties, I'm not a landlord. And I'm not going to say that I can't side with a landlord who, you know, has an obligation themselves to, if they own a property, they have to pay for that property, and they can't be caught up in not caring and caring so much about those families. I'm not saying that they're cold-hearted or any of those things. I'm saying there's got to be a better way in the wealthiest nation on earth that we can figure out making this work for both sides than to just put people on the street. And then at the same time, imagine what happens to the psyche of a family that is displaced in that manner. And, you know, here's a prime example. So we bring people here from all over the world. Right now, there are a lot of people who have come here from Afghanistan, and without anything. And we have something in place that then protects those families. They don't just leave them on street corners. Now, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. But they don't put those families out on the street. And they'll find ways, everything within their power, to make sure that those families get a chance. I don't know how what the answer is, but certainly a nation that is the wealthiest on earth and a nation that can spend $700-800 billion dollars a year on weaponry can figure out a way to make sure that kids don't get put out on the street. There's already another problem that we don't talk about much in the city of Milwaukee, and that's something called a moratorium, where I think it's April 15th. Now, April 15th is tax day for everybody else. So April 15th, we all know that's the day that it's time to pay your taxes. But in the city of Milwaukee, that's the time that if you haven't been paying your electric and gas bills, that your electricity and your gas is cut off. And again, if you live in a house with no electricity and no gas, you are homeless. Make no mistake about it. You have a roof over your head, but without lights and without heat, it's not a home. That's another major blow that is going to weigh heavily on children and families in the coming months here in the city of Milwaukee. Now, I dare challenge anybody who thinks that, well, Milwaukee Public Schools is such a huge failure at what they are doing, and we need to take over control over those schools and the school system, to answer how they're going to address, when ball is in their court, that many families winding up, homeless. And how you then are somehow able to educate children who don't have a roof over their head. If you think that doesn't have some major impact, you are a fool. So let me go here to this article from a few days ago. Milwaukee Public School officials warn lawmakers their proposal to dissolve. Let me go to the top. It's going to be chaos. While Republicans push for change, MPS leaders decry bill to dissolve school district. Milwaukee Public School officials warn lawmakers their proposal to dissolve the district would dismantle its strongest programs and throw families into chaos. The proposal, which would end MPS and create smaller districts in its place, still faces Senate Education Committee and four floor votes in each house before a likely veto by Governor Tony Evers. And yes, whatever they do in the larger, house and the Education Committee and the full house is controlled by Republicans. So we know what the outcome is going to be. On those levels, the outcome is going to be break it up. And yeah, the only safeguard at the moment is Governor Tony Evers, because Governor Tony Evers is the safeguard. He's the one person who is going to be able to put the brakes on this horrific thought, as we sit back and ponder what could possibly be with what would be an impending tragedy. And make no mistake, the breaking up of Milwaukee Public Schools by Republicans in order to offer more private schools would be a tragedy. Because I don't think any other district would do what is taking place in Milwaukee Public Schools right now. The fact that there are people who are fighting and doing all that they possibly can to provide an opportunity for kids who are disadvantaged. The school district didn't create the disadvantage. The society created the disadvantage. And I will say to you that until we come to the realization that that disadvantage is created by an injustice that has followed people of color in this nation from the inception. And we'll get to the call after the break because we're coming up on a break. Are we coming up on a break soon? Yeah, and we're coming up on a break. We'll certainly get to the callers. But I just want to, again, challenge the thought process of people who won't accept the realities of what children and families in the city of Milwaukee, especially the urban engine of this state, are faced with. But even though Governor Evers can and will veto it, Republicans have an opportunity, to defeat Governor Evers. I'm not saying they would, and the Democrats. And if they do that, then it's a free slide to this dismantling of Milwaukee public schools and a death nail, a death blow to many children in the city of Milwaukee and their families. Because I don't care what those folks say up in Madison. Most of those folk aren't doing this because they love poor children. It's just not the case. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK. We'll be right back.